Simin Reish Chaf Hei discusses the primary source of the bracha for a bar mitzvah. The Ramah tells us that Yesh Omri Mi Shenase Beno Bar Mitzvah Yevarech, the person says the bracha, and the Ramah says it's with Shema Malchus, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shev Torani Me'Onsho Sholzeh, which is translated in the art scroll as, who has freed me from the punishment due this boy. The Mishnah Berurah discusses this meaning of this bracha. Perish de ad achshav, until now, ne'enesh ha'av kishechata habein. That when a child makes a mistake, it falls upon the father. B'shvil shalo chincho l'mitzvah satorah. Because, apparently, this child was not educated properly, and therefore, any mistake that this child made falls upon the father's shoulders. Yachsham shenasa ish. But now that this child is a man, mechuyev hu hischazik ba'atzmo l'mitzvos Hashem yisbarech. He now has the obligation to accept this responsibility on himself. The da'i should know. D'afal pi, sheshuv einu lav inyan chinuch. Even though the level of education is not the same, because now he's on his own in this regard. B'kolmakom yesh al ha'av mitzvos hochocha. The Mishnah Berurah tells us he still has an obligation, the father, to rebuke his child, if he sees that he's not acting in the proper manner, then he has an obligation to rebuke his child to make sure that he does the right thing. And still, if a person would decide, you know, I don't want to harm my child, I don't want to hurt his feelings, I don't want to say anything, let him do whatever he wants, you are held responsible. Because we're not going to say that you are any different than any other Jew, in which a person who sees a Jewish person making a mistake, saying things they shouldn't say, doing things that they shouldn't do, with, of course, sensitivity, knowing how to do so, there is a mitzvah of hochacha, that we have an obligation to rebuke our fellow Jew, and if we do not do so, then we are held responsible. So on this, the Piskei Tshuvos discusses this bracha a little bit more at length. So what happens in the event that you have a tzav? You have a grandfather. So he says, Mevarech bracha zu, that he would say this bracha without Shema Malchus, without saying Hashem's name, al nechto, on his grandson. Asher yosumi avrachman otzlan. Let's say, imagine, God forbid, this child does not have a father, and he has a grandfather. V'yafil einu megadlo besoch beso. Even though, let's say, this child is not raised by his grandfather, nonetheless, kimuto lavul chancho. The grandfather takes upon the obligation to make sure that this grandchild has an adequate education. And therefore, once this child becomes bar mitzvah, even the in this situation, the grandfather would have the obligation to say this bracha. In the event that there is no father, it says that the mother will not say this bracha. And the question is, what's the problem? Why can't she say this bracha? So the Prima Gadim tells us that the reason for this, the ein, I don't know the reason how he sees this, but he says, the ein ha'aim ne'enenesh avoin b'no. That a mother will not receive the punishment. Clearly, it's the level of chinuch is not comparable to that of the father, and therefore she is not going to be punished. And therefore, there's no need for her to say a bracha, because up until this point, she's not accountable halachically. Of course, we're talking about, but of course, the mother would still care for her child and see to it that he gets an adequate education. But nonetheless, a bracha, according to Prima Gunim, is not recited by the mother. V'chein, ein no hagin levarach bracha zu, al bas shagia l'gil yebeishana. When a girl turns bat mitzvah, the question is this bracha recited? So you can say, well, in the English, in the art school says, who has freed me from the punishment due this boy. But of course, it doesn't say the word boy in this bracha, shesholzeh, this, which of course, in that itself is a difficult language of a bracha, which is beyond the scope of this class, discussion. But nonetheless, bracha is not recited upon bat mitzvah. And the question is, why not? So it's brought down the bottom the following. He says, according to the reason of the Levush, he says that according to the logic of the Levush, the bracha should be recited. Debonim ketanim nenashim mishil av, loshna zacharim nekevos. That the father's obligation to make sure that the child receives a proper chinuch, proper education, is not just for his sons, but also for women as well, for his daughters. And therefore, according to that logic, perhaps a father should say the bracha at a bat mitzvah. However, he quotes the words of the Chiddushi Radal that says in Parshas Toldos, "Sheikar habracha." The real purpose of this bracha is mishum shechayim lamdo Torah. It's not because of punishments, which is what the Mishnah Berurah clearly says, but rather it's because of the obligation to teach Torah. And as we say in the Shema, that the obligation is to the child, to the son, and therefore the obligation is not on the same caliber to a daughter, and therefore a bracha is not said. However, he quotes the Shalos and Tshuvos Beis Yisrael and says the Kivan Shenechu Latarets, because it's kind of difficult to come up with a true answer. Madu Babas in Mevarchin, why we should not say a bracha at a bat mitzvah of this bracha patrani. L'chein Mishalibo Chafetz, if someone's heart desires to say this bracha on behalf of his daughter, maybe she was made a lot of mistakes before she turned bat mitzvah, Yivarech gam al bito, then you can in fact say a bracha for your daughter as well. The kivan shehu below haskaras shem malchus in bezech shash. If after all, if you would in fact, as we're going to see next time, that you're not going to be saying it with Shem Malchus without Hashem's name, that you'll just be saying Baruch Shepatrani Meon Shoshol Zeh. So the fact that you say that, I guess you have to change the whatever, so in that situation it's not really an issue because it's not a Baruch of Shem Malchus. It's not going to be saying Hashem's name anyway. However, he says in parentheses, Achlo Yomer Zos Divnei Sefer Torah. This is not something which necessarily should be done in front of the Sefer Torah in a public forum. El Bekerem Mishmachto Obein O Levein Atzmo. It should be done in the privacy of your family, in a smaller, intimate setting, in a more modest fashion. So that's how some do. And it then continues, we'll just see this one last piece. It says, what if someone has this tremendous zichus, this tremendous merit of having twin boys? I guess when a person finds out they have twins, not everyone looks at it as a schus, but ultimately it is a schus. So the question is, and it's twins, so their bar mitzvah is probably going to be on the same day. So the question is, what do you do as far as this bracha? Can you just say one bracha and that kind of like Swear. Killing two Swear. Birds with one stone? So let's see what it says. Natina l'maisa shivarech bracha zu al kol echad benifrad la'acher she'oil kol echad mehem l'tori. Paskins, that you should say this bracha, even though you're saying the exact same words, but you should say it for child number one, and then you should say it again for the second child, for child number two. And he says on the bottom that the logic behind this, quoting the words of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he says, "Udlo ki haomrim shevarech l'acher aliyas hasheni al shneihem ki echad benusach." You shouldn't change the nusach of the bracha so that you only have to say the bracha once, saying that of this one and of this one. And the reason is that when the Chachamim instituted specific brachos, we are not allowed to deviate or change those brachos in any fashion. And therefore he says, if it is your custom even not to say Shema Malchus when this bracha is recited, it doesn't make a difference. Still, you're not allowed to change the nusach of the bracha. However, in conclusion, he does bring down the words of Rav Kanievsky that says, "Shevarech al shneim ke'echad," that there are those that do say the bracha together, that in fact the bracha is changed, which of course you can ask, why would we allow you to change the matbeah of the bracha? And perhaps in the event that Shema Malchus is not said, that's not considered, according to this opinion, as an issue.